This is Morning Edition on KSJD. Good morning. I'm Austin Cope. I am still here today, mostly in the background this morning. KSJD's new morning host, Daniel Reisel, is getting started. Hey, Daniel.
Hi, Austin. How's it going?
All right. You're sounding good.
Thank you. Thank you. You're sounding pretty good, too.
Well, thanks. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. So I just wanted to talk a little bit more about who you are. We have a few minutes here before the outdoor report coming up in about 5 minutes. So you are coming to the Four Corners from a small town in Michigan. It's a little smaller than Cortez. Can you talk about that town?
Yeah, so I grew up in a town called Zeeland over in West Michigan. And as far as Cortez goes, it's not too different, you know, as far as the community, the style, the size, of course. But it is a pretty big shift, especially in the climate coming here, which has been, I think, the biggest shock for me.
Yeah, it seems like it. You got here about a week ago, and that was almost exactly the same time as when the Borough Fire was starting. The areas started to fill up full of smoke. What's that like?
Oh, man, completely different from what I'm used to. You know, over in Michigan, we'll get the lake effect snow in the winter, which I guess is the polar opposite. You know, some pretty paralyzing conditions from incredibly heavy amounts of snow. And to come here and to see that other extreme with the wildfires is, you know, going back to what I said, it's a pretty big shock.
Yeah, and it has been, of course, an incredibly dry winter here in the Four Corners. Mm-hmm. We do get some snow, obviously, but probably not in the same way as you get it in the Midwest.
Yeah.
So, I mean, other things, you have been through the Four Corners region before. You're familiar with the area.
Yeah.
What do you like about it?
You know, I think because having grown up in Michigan, I've seen a lot of it. And there's still so much of it that I could really go explore. But and the few trips that I've made it out to the region here, it just felt like every time that I was driving by, I thought like, well, what if I had gone down that road instead to go check out this thing or that thing? And so then that just sense of exploring a new region really hooked onto me, and it ended up leading to several more trips to the area. And then when I wanted to get into public radio and this opportunity opened up, I just thought that the stars aligned.
Yeah. So you just graduated with a degree in journalism and you do have some experience in radio. What's it like coming to a place where you're going to be kind of running the show?
Yeah, you know, I've had a bit of experience of that when I was at Michigan State and through different internships, like with our state NPR station. But even then, I still had some amount of, I guess, a dependency on people. And there are times where I was really working on my own, too. But to come here and really take over the show and just, run it on my own is going to be a bit of a shift, too. But I'm really excited to have full control over it and see what I'm able to provide to the community.
Yeah, and for our listeners, Daniel got here last week, and we've been sort of going over a lot of, you know, a lot of stuff. We spent an hour and a half yesterday discussing sort of the main stories that Gail Binkley and I have been following. Mm-hmm. And for our listeners who may not be aware, Gail and I are both leaving at the end of the week, and Daniel's going to be taking over the reins on Monday. So, Daniel, before the outdoor report in just a couple minutes, what are some of the first things you're hoping to do while you're here, both at KSJD and out in the community?
Oh, man, I think the first thing before I get too excited is to just really lock into the routine here. But I have been talking with Tom a bit and with you, of course, with some ideas in mind on how to engage the community with the news department more directly. And some things that I think I'll keep off the microphone for now.
But oh boy,
some
yeah.
ideas that
Building
I'm really excited that hopefully by the end of the year we'll get a couple of them implemented.
Yeah, cool. And I guess I asked our incoming executive director this yesterday, but just in a few seconds, this is the first time that you're addressing your audience. What do you want to say?
Oh, man. I think for people listening right now and listening to this strange Midwesterner who somehow ended up in their town, I would hope that you have open ears, both literally and figuratively, as far as me hosting the show and reporting for the region, because I am here to connect with the community. I am here to share stories that hopefully inspire and energize and inform people. And I'm not here on any, you know, secret evil mission, you know, as an outsider. I'm here to be part of the community. And I hope people understand that.
That's Daniel Reisel. He is going to be taking over for me starting next week. He is your incoming Morning Edition host and reporter here at KSJD.